Welcome to the League of Women Voters of Ames and Story County Candidate Forum for the Zeering City Council. For those of you that might not be familiar, the League is a nonpartisan political organization dedicated to encouraging citizens to be informed participants in their government on the local, state, and national level. This is Thursday, October 21st, and tonight we will meet candidates for the Zeering City Council. And I'm Barb Peterson, a member of the League. I will moderate tonight's forum. Okay, so let's begin. There are six candidates running for the city council, and all six candidates have been invited. And tonight we have with us Bambi Circa, Brett Heron, Rick Good, Sandy Parisho. Am I correct? Sandy, is it Parisho?
Yes.
And Jessica Parisho. Okay, so we have five of the six candidates tonight. The forum this evening is going to be divided into three sections. First will be the candidate's opening statement. Secondly, questions from you, the audience. And finally, closing statements from the candidates as time allows. If there are questions yet to be asked as 9 o'clock approaches, audience questions will take priority over closing remarks. And in the tradition of the League of Women Voters, we want every candidate to have an equal say. So candidates, please try to limit your opening remarks to 3 minutes each. And during the question and answer period, your remarks will need to be limited to 90 seconds each. Now, if you are feeling especially loquacious and your time expires, I will raise my palm to get you to finish your thoughts. Okay, so tonight we're going to start with introductory remarks. And as I've said earlier, you have 3 minutes.
So my name is Bambi Circa. I've been married for 15 years in May to my husband, Mike. We have three kids. Peyton is 15, Grace is 14, and Lexi's 8. I grew up in McCallsburg, and I graduated from Colonesco. And then once I left Colonesco, I went and attended Iowa State University. From there, I graduated with a Bachelor of Liberal Studies degree. I taught and worked in a preschool daycare for a few years. When I was pregnant with my son, I went and got my certified nurse's aide certificate. So I became a CNA. I started working at Bethany Manor, worked there for 3 years. While I was there, I got my med aid certificate so I can pass medication. Shortly after I had my daughter, my youngest daughter, I left to do in-home daycare. So I did that for a couple of years, and then I came to work at the nursing home here in Zeering. I started as a CNA here, and then so I've been activity director and social service designee for 5 years now. I love what I do. I love working with the people here. We're a Huntington specialty facility, which brings its own challenges. I remember I was involved with everything as a kid. I remember the community of Zeering when I was a kid, and it was just, and I realized your views as a kid are sometimes skewed, but I always remember everything being community oriented and family based, and I just want to make sure that that stays and that we get back there. And right now I'm on the park board, and I think that I can serve the community better on the city council. So that's where I stand right now.
Thank you. Okay, alphabetically, let's go to Mr. Good, Rick.
All right, I graduated from Nesco. Been in business since 1970 with my brother. Been on the fire department. I helped build the Ball Diamond at some East Zeering. I've been on a number of other community actives. I've been all over the town. I've been on the city council for 14 years, resigned. And well, I want to get the city back to the way it used to be. I'm divorced, 3 kids, 6 grandkids. Businessman here in Zeering all my life. I served the local communities and surrounding communities, as well as serving this community with my whole heart of being for zeroing days, the tractor pulls that I run. I just want to put the town back together the way it used to be. That's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. And now, Mr. Harris, your opening remark.
Yeah, my name is Brett Harris. I'm originally from around Stratford, Iowa, which is west of Zering. I graduated from Dayton High School. Some of the old timers would remember that. We played Colonesco in sub-state final in 1984. Mm-hmm. I went from there to William Penn College, where I graduated with a BA in accounting. Went from there and worked in hog farms most of my rest of my life. And then I moved up around this area in 2000 and worked outside of town about 6 miles on the big hog farm outside of town for 20 years. Got let go in the February of 2020. Started working for JBS last year, worked there for a year, and now I've got my dream job at Iowa State, an accounting supervisor for Levy Restaurants at Iowa State. I'm married for 14 years, have one daughter that's 10, her name's Landry. Live on the south side of town in Charlie Good's old house, if people know where that's at. As far as the town, I just want my reason for running for council is to make this a family place where I can raise up my family for the rest of my life. We don't plan on moving from here, so we've only lived here for about a year, so I don't have a lot of experience in town. Helped out a little bit with the duratio when I could, but other than that, not much experience here in town. Just looking for a chance. I have some good ideas. To some, maybe not to others. But that's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. And Jessica Parishow?
Yes, I am Jessica Parishow. I've lived in Zering all my life. I went to high school here. It started as Nesco and then graduated as Colonesco in 97. I got two daughters. Terry is 23. She graduated here and then went to Central College. And then she has now moved to Thayer, which is a small town southwest of Osceola, with her boyfriend. Shelby, who is 17, she is currently a senior in high school, and she will graduate this year. I also went to college through Ellsworth Community College. I got my associates in swine confinement management and ag business management. And then I also got my bachelor's of accounting degree just recently. And then I've been working for Danfoss for about 11 years now. And I started on the production floor and then worked my way up into the accounting department where I'm working currently. I'm also on the zoning and planning board. And I just want to help be an extra voice for the community.
Okay, thank you. Next, Sandy Parishow.
Okay, my name is Sandy Parishow. I lived in the community around here since 1967, where my dad was a superintendent here for years. I graduated from the Nesco School in 77, married my high school sweetheart in 78. We lived here after we were married for about 5 years, moved to Hubbard for a few years, and then moved back. We bought a lot here in town and built a house, and so we have a lot invested here in town. We own a home. I support the My Nesco Health Clinic by being on a board there. We bank here at the local bank, and I've helped the town celebration of Zering Days, and for many years, for the last 4 years, I've been on city council. So I've got a lot invested in this community. I'm also a realtor, so interested in an expansion here of some new homes, possibly. I was a retail store manager for 17 years. I've got grandkids that go to school here. So just would like to see some more improvements here in town.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, candidates. Audience, it's your turn to ask questions, make comments, and provide information to the candidates. You can submit your questions in the Zoom chat feature or by just raising your hand to speak. Candidates, you will each have 90 seconds to give your response to each question. And is there a question from the audience or from the chat side? Or we also have some questions that were submitted earlier. So any questions? Well, we have some questions that were submitted earlier. So the first one is, what should the city council do to assure that high-speed internet is affordable to every family in our community? One more time. What should the city council do to assure that high-speed internet is affordable to every family in our community? And let's start with Mr. Good, first of all, and you will have 90 seconds.
Well, I think we're limited where we are, but we got Minerva Valley Telephone Company is working their gazoo off to make it work. And they got my back 100%. I don't know what more you can do than what Minerva Valley's doing, putting fiber in to help everybody in the city of Zering and rural city. That's my answer.
Thank you. Mr. Harris?
Well, I would have to agree with Rick on that just a little bit. I think our hands are tied a little bit with having Minerva Valley as our phone company, and they're doing the best that they possibly can. I mean, they could probably go back to when COVID was really strong and put in the mobile hotspots, such as now that people can go back to the library. I don't foresee there's any possible way that every person can make it any more affordable than that, is to put hotspots in around the city and in the library. That's my answer.
Jessica Parishow?
I agree with Brett, but one other option I would think would be maybe doing like a after school program other than just the library, maybe opening up Dakin's Community Center for like a couple hours after school to make it, and even maybe accommodate to later hours so the library is open for a certain period of time, and then for like the kids that are in sports, maybe open it up a little bit later. Then that way the parents are off work and able to pick them up and maybe help them out a little bit too.
Okay, Sandy Parishow.
Yeah, I agree with all of the above. Minerva Valley is doing their best, I'm sure, to keep the cost down.
Okay, Bambi Circa.
Yeah, I would have to agree with all of the above. Minerva does a good job with what they have for us. There is the library, the mobile hotspot there. Dakin's is a good idea. There is also out at the oil press. I know they just put in and remodeled their back room to make it a space for people to go and utilize, and I'm pretty sure that they have Wi-Fi out there that you would be able to utilize. So that's another option. So we've got a lot of great businesses in town that factor into everything. So we do a good job as a city.
Thank you. Any questions from the audience? Okay, next question. And we will start with Mr. Harris first on this one. What is the role of the city council in adapting our community to the effects of climate change? One more time. What is the role of the City Council in adapting our community to the effects of climate change? And we'll start with Mr. Harris, first of all. Go ahead.
Oh, I think as a council member, the biggest thing we can do for climate change is to have the, you know, help the city supervisor have everything prepared in the wintertime, having all the snow equipment ready to go ahead of time. In the springtime, helping them get the mowers and everything else ready. And be willing to work whenever you're needed. That's about it, point blank.
Okay, Jessica Parishel.
Yes, I just want to make sure that we're being efficient in everything we do. Also, I agree with Brett, yes, helping make sure that all the equipment is up to date and maintained properly so that it is ready for the seasons of change.
Okay, Sandy Parishel.
I think having the equipment maintained regularly helps it work more efficiently and maybe less off gases for that. I don't know that there's anything more that we can do right at this point.
I guess I would have to agree with keeping everything running smoothly and maintained, and working with, as a city council, working with the city superintendent and whatnot. But I would also state that we need to work with our park board, especially after the derecho and we lost so many trees. Trees are a big part of climate change, and getting more trees planted is a big thing right now. So I know the park board is working really hard at that. Karen Davis, our city clerk, and her office got a grant for more trees, so that helps, along with Gretchen out at Threshold got a grant for trees. So that's going to help make a big difference as well with climate change.
Okay. Mr. Good.
Well, I think if you look around Zering, you got the windmills out there. I was here for the derecho, and my hired man, being we couldn't work for a week, I had my hired man and my trucks. We cleaned up the city with a little bit of, all of us helped, but there was just 17 of us that did most of the work. Our city man needs to learn how to maybe work with the council and have his stuff ready. I plowed the snow for the city for over 20 years up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and with not very many people saying thank you. That's the end of my question.
Okay. And now, next question. Audience has a question? Any questions from the audience, anyone? Galaxy A02S? If you have a question, go ahead. Okay, we'll go on. Next question. Is there a program, project, or initiative that you would like to propose to other members of the City Council? Is there a program, project, or initiative that you would like to propose to other members of the City Council? And we'll start with Jessica Parishel this time. Go ahead.
I guess one of the things that I was thinking of was maybe possibly bringing back the telephone conference for all the meetings so that some of the elderly could actually listen. And with winter coming up, I figured it'd be a good idea to have that so they're not out getting themselves hurt, so they can hear the meetings.
Okay.
And then maybe thinking about maybe fixing up some of the older buildings and doing a little more communication with the economic development team members so that we can move forward with some of them. And I think it would help the town look a lot better.
Okay. Sandy Parishel.
Yeah, some of the things that we are looking into is better sidewalks. Some of our sidewalks have a lot of cracks in them, maybe getting those repaired or replaced. newer homes. Been talking to a couple of house builders or home builders and finding some lots for new homes. We need to replace. We have a cosmetologist that's her business is she's leaving her business, so we need something like that here in town. We also have been looking for a fitness or health or rehab center. That's another project. The other thing, we had a survey out there, and people were wanting, you know, some groceries or some five and dime type things, and so we were looking for a business like that to come in. Still working on that. So those are some of the things that we're working on. Sorry.
You got 30 seconds left. Okay. Bambi Circa.
I guess I would just, expand on everything that the city council is working on now. I know that, what Sandy just talked about, some of those are things that they're currently working on. I think that getting the nursing home more involved with our community would be, with the community reaching out more toward them, would be great. I know at the nursing home, we're willing to do stuff. We just can't, and especially with COVID right now. Just some more community building activities, making Zerion great again. I mean, it's a great community now, but just making it better. And just improving. I know that the buildings downtown, I know we could redo some of them, but I also know that some of them would not be financially responsible to actually repair. So then we've got to look at tearing down, and then what are we going to do with it then? So there's just a lot of things that we would need to look at and be as financially responsible as possible with it all.
Okay, Mr. Good.
Well, in Zerion, we're kind of landlocked for far as building new houses, but we do have some lots available. I'd like to see some new building come in and some of the old buildings in town taken down. I've sponsored about everything in this town, including the nursing home, on their activities. Myself, I own a bunch of houses in town that were in bad shape, and I build them back up for rental houses. And that's, like I said, we're landlocked. I mean, we need to find a better way, the city council, maybe to buy some more ground outside town and open up a development to get some more people to town to maybe help Colonesco. We're a beautiful little community with Dakin's Lake right outside. We got a lot of opportunity. We're just not taking advantage of it. That's the end of mine.
Okay, Mr. Harris.
Well, it's not the best to be the last one at a question like this. I would have to agree with, I would like to see some of the open lots and maybe some of the land outside of town that's still in the city limits, how it could be purchased and built into a different development to bring more families to town. I agree that some of the buildings, I agree with Bambi, some of the buildings need to be redone, but it's just not probably financially fit to do that. But I think with the nursing home, with activities with the nursing home, I think if the community of Zerion would have a couple things, in the nicer months down at the park as a community potluck and include the nursing home, that might be a great idea. With that, that's all I have.
Okay. And any questions then from the audience? We have a hand up, Galaxy A02S. Did you have a question?
Are you there? Are we there?
Galaxy, is that you? Oh, that's yeah. Jean. That's.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with Galaxy.
No, that I thought it was Galaxy, but it was you, Mr. Schnormeyer. So sorry.
Okay. Okay, it was brought up that we need to increase do construction in town. Okay, it's been tried over the years in south end of town, north end of town. Possibly we need to look at the west end of town. And would the city be, I'm asking these council members, would the city be willing to work with getting some property on the west side of town? Jerry Peck owns a little bit of ground there, and there is ground closer to Highway 65. As a taxpayer here, I'd like to see that area done. What do the council members think of that?
Okay, thank you for your question. Sandy Parisho first.
Dick and I have talked about that, and I totally support that. Building towards the highway is makes our town more visible, and I'm totally in support of that.
Okay, Bambi, Circa?
I guess I would have to agree with Sandy. I completely agree that building toward the west would make our, it would maybe bring more people in town because we would be more visible. And 65 is a fairly busy road, so that would be good for the city.
Mr. Good?
Well, I agree with all of it. Well, you know, going east or west of town, 100%. Back to Jerry Peck, I got nothing to say about that because he had his building permits, but you got to follow the rules. You know, I think everybody in town had fought for Jerry Peck and turned around and didn't do what he was supposed to do. And now he's up against everybody that's running for the city council. So I hope Jerry Peck's listening to this because there is nothing more. I'd love to see his building built there, but he's going to have to go by the city code, period. End of question.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Harris?
Yeah, I believe it's hard to say no. I mean, to expand the city, it's either north, you know, there's not much option north. So you go south, east, or west. If there's an opportunity west, I think it's a great idea. That's all I have.
Jessica Perico?
Yes, I agree with adding more stuff to the west side of town. And, you know, I agreed. I think Jerry Peck would be great to build what he needs there. And I also had heard something about storage units possibly being an option of being put over there. I think that was kind of a question that was brought up at a city council meeting at one time. But yeah, I think it's all a great idea to clean it up and make it look better.
Okay. Okay, next question. Any other questions from the audience? Any other questions from the audience?
Richard's raising his hand.
Oh, Richard, go ahead.
Okay, getting back onto this new construction and the like, would we have some transparency from the city council as to know what direction they might be going? Currently, what we have is our minutes run several weeks, sometimes months late, so people do not know what the city council is doing. Could we perhaps get the city clerk another helper so she can catch up to speed? What do they think about getting another helper for the city clerk?
Okay, thank you for your question. Bambi, Circa?
I think Karen is super busy and she does an awesome job. I completely agree. She does need help. She needs the right helper. She needs somebody that's going to work for the city and do the right things for the city. And yeah, I mean, she does need a helper. I completely agree. And that would help with the minutes and whatnot. They just need somebody that's going to work well with her. That's what I have to say.
Thank you. Mr. Good?
Well, I agree with that Karen's done a hell of a job, wonderful job. She had Nicole working with her, and I don't know what happened there. But as far as the minutes coming out there, all you got to do is get on the website, because they're getting out there as fast as they can with the help that the city has at the present time. That's all I got.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Harris?
Yeah, I think an assistant would help her out a bunch. I mean, Karen can only do as much as she can. I agree with Bambi and Rick. She's only one person. She can only get so much done in a day. I mean, okay. She does have kids, too, to go home to, so she could be there longer, but days are days. So, yes, a extra person in there would help. I agree. Thank you.
Thank you. Jessica Parisho?
As far as the minutes go, I think there should be probably a 24 to 48 hour period before, you know, a grace period, so the community knows when they will be posted for sure. Give an actual amount of time for them for sure. And honestly, part of that also would go back to having the phone in, you know, allowing the community to call in again and to listen to the meeting. So then maybe they're not actually having to request the minutes so early, so they are actually getting the information immediately.
Okay, Sandy Parisho.
Well, I think we can probably do the phone in option again. I don't see that would be a problem. Yes, we did have Nicole hired at one time to help with Karen, and I don't know, it didn't work well. And we've suggested to Karen that we do need another assistant, and it would have to be the right person to work with her. But the city council is not opposed to that.
Thank you. Any other questions from the audience? Any other questions from the audience? Okay, we have a question from the chat room.
Yes, ma'am, I have a question.
Okay, do you want to ask your question, or I can read it for you?
No, ma'am, I have a question for all parties involved.
Okay.
As the current city clerk, I would like to know what an elected city council would like to do to support me, not tell me they want to hire somebody, not tell me the minutes should be out in 48 hours, not defy the governor's orders that we can't have the audio recordings or phone in conversations anymore. I would like to know what I, as a city clerk, am supposed to do to rectify the situations that have been brought up about several candidates. That is my question.
Okay, thank you for the question. Mr. Good?
Well, I don't really know what to tell you about that, but I don't know all the laws about the open meetings or what Karen's talking about. But when Nicole and Karen were working there, working as a team, that I thought everything was being done. You got to take your hat off to Karen and Nicole for what they've done for the city during the derecho of getting all that happy crap filed so the city can get their money back. I don't know what else to tell you. That's the end of me.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Harris?
Yeah, I'm like Rick. I don't know much about the laws about the phone-in thing, but as far as getting help, I mean, as a city council member, I would think it would be my responsibility to help with applications and finding somebody to help you that it is the right fit for you. And that would be it for me. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Jessica Parishow.
I guess as far as the phone ends, I figured that would be a better way of communication. I didn't know that there were any regulations on that. Karen, I would say you'd be willing to voice your opinion. And, you know, I would obviously be willing to help type up the minutes, stay and help you go through the minutes, or whatever you need me to do. I mean, you just got to let me know.
Okay, thank you. Sandy Parishow.
Again, I think we do need to look for someone to help her. We do need an assistant. We, as a council, had approved an assistant. I think that's probably the best way to go, just finding the right person.
Okay, thank you. And we have a question from the audience through the Zoom feature. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Bambi. I didn't give you a chance to answer. Sorry.
It's okay. I would have to agree with the fact that we do need to get somebody hired to help Karen. But I would also agree with Jesse that, especially as a city council member, you are just as responsible for getting those minutes out as Karen is. And if Karen, if you need help, I'm more than willing to help. You just need to say the word. We just need to work together because teamwork is essential.
Hey, thank you. We have another question from the chat feature here. How would candidates help the clerk to stay on task with her duties and to stay in the office versus visiting job sites and visiting with contractors? Once again, how would candidates help the clerk to stay on with her duties and to stay in the office versus visiting job sites and visiting with contractors? And we'll start with Mr. Harris on this.
Well, I guess as a city council member, it would, you know, if I'm in town, I would be more than willing to help out with those job site things and so forth. I don't think there's that much of a problem with the city clerk staying on task. It's just that she has so many jobs right now that they can't all be done at once. And there isn't anybody to help follow up. So she's the one that's got to do it.
Okay.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
Jessica Parishow.
I think that the superintendent should actually be dealing with the contractors a little more than maybe the clerk. I mean, the clerk can get them started and then introduce them and explain the project. And then I think the superintendent should be able to take it over from there. If questions do arise, they do need to go to the office to talk to the clerk. So then that way the clerk can actually do her main duty of being a clerk.
Okay, Sandy Parishow.
So I agree with Jessica. And also I would think that the mayor should be the one working with the contractors as well. He should be able to do his job as well during the day. There's a problem with contractor or if there's something that needs to be taken care of, that is really the mayor's responsibility, not the city clerk.
Okay, Bambi Circa.
I guess I would have to agree with all of the above. First and foremost, Karen does a phenomenal job with what she has, with what time she has, and she doesn't need to be. If somebody else can help her, then that needs to happen. If it be the mayor, if it be the city superintendent. But yeah, and as a city council, we just all, again, need to work as a team and help out when we can.
Mr. Good.
Well, this is really interesting because Mr. Tim Reed, the mayor, works for me and I know pretty much what goes on in town. Love Karen to death. But when you got a city man that's never around and half the contractors come down to the shop to talk to Tim and they say they will not deal with that guy ever again, I think we have a problem. And evidently, the councils you got today don't see that. That's the end of my question.
Okay. Thank you, candidates. Any questions from the audience?
May I please interject?
Yes. Who is speaking right now?
I would be the city clerk that is now being called into question.
Okay. You had a question?
I actually just have a comment, ma'am.
Okay.
And I appreciate the opportunity to have one.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead.
I have been around this town for over 5 years. I love this town, and I also will do everything proactive and beneficial for this town. If that means that I, at direction I have been given, that I will go ahead and deal with contractors because they do not want to deal with the other city employee that they have to deal with, I will do that because that is most beneficial for this town. I want good and wonderful things that I know can happen if we can work together as a team with a city council that wants to support and uplift this community. Currently, that is not always happening.
Okay. Thank you for your comment. First to respond to the comment, Jessica Parisho.
I would like to think that you would be able to reach out to the rest of us city council members to possibly ask for help, say that you're possibly busy at the moment. I mean, I understand some of us have a full-time job. I know I am working from home. I can leave when I need to every once in a while to help out if needed. I'm sure they're like Sandy is working in real estate, so I would assume that she would have a little bit of time to be able to come do some of the things that maybe you could help and then or to help you. And also just, you know, communicating with the rest of us and letting us know what's going on so we are able to help.
Okay. Sandy Parisho, any response?
Sorry, what was the question again?
The city clerk had a response. No question, just if you wanted to respond to her statement.
No, okay. That's okay.
Bambi Circa?
I guess I would just say that, Karen, you're doing phenomenal. And I think that as a city council, and we need to look at maybe what's going on with our city superintendent. Maybe he's not the best fit for the job. And as a city council, we need to maybe look at that and just help her out. And I'm glad that we have contractors that trust you and know how much you love this community because you just want the best for it. So I'm glad we have that they're able to come to you. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Mr. Good, any response to the comment?
Well, I agree with Bambi. This town needs to be looking for somebody else because this cat ain't doing it. I'm sorry. I'm in town 24/7. Tim, the mayor, has seen it. Dave Tisdale, mayor pro tem, that when they ask him to do stuff and he defies the council and the mayor, the boy needs to go. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Mr. Good, Mr. Harris, any response to the comment?
I guess the only response I have is that, you know, I'd have to agree with both Rick and Bambi. And no other words we need. no other words are needed. I'm kind of in a bad spot for that, to answer that question.
Okay, thank you. Another question here. Any questions from the audience? Any comments? Yes, Mr. Stormeyer.
Okay. I was a former mediator for our AFSCME union. There were about 30 years for the DOT. Okay, and compromise goes a long ways. Looking for another city superintendent at this point, I'm hoping that perhaps something could be worked out and the differences aired out and perhaps the team would work again. So if there's anything that I could possibly do to mediate something, just give me a holler. That's all I have to say.
And Karen,
Karen, you are doing a fine job. We just want to help you out. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for this comment. Any comments, Sandy Parisho?
Yeah, I would take you up on that, Richard. I think that's a good idea. I'm surprised at some of the comments today because it sounded like at the last couple of meetings that things were getting worked out, things were getting smoothed over. So I'm surprised at the comments tonight.
Hey, Bambi Circa.
I guess I don't have any comments right now.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Good?
The only thing I can say is I'm in town 24/7. I see what goes on in this town. If I was a city superintendent and was never, ever around to do stuff that the mayor and the mayor pro tem does, I wouldn't have a job today. That's all I got to say.
Thank you, Mr. Harris.
I have no comment.
Okay, thank you. Jessica Parisho, any comment?
Yeah, Dick, I would take you up on that option too. I'm a loss for words on some of the comments that are coming out today.
Okay, any questions from the audience?
All right.
Richard, Mr. Stormeyer.
Okay, I just wanted to remind a few people, I've been on this planning and zoning committee for the town for about 20 years. So if there's anything that we can do to try and remedy the differences here, we'd be more than willing to do that. We also had another gentleman just join us here at the table. So I just thought he probably would like to know that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bambi Circa, any comment?
I don't have any comments right now.
Okay, Mr. Good?
I'm cool.
Okay, Mr. Harris?
No comment.
And Jessica Parisho?
I am also on the planning and zoning team right now, and we've always been willing to help do anything that was needed in any way. Just a communication, lack of communication is all. Thank you.
Sandy Parisho?
As a former union mediator.
Yeah, it must be a lack of communication. That's all I can think of is the lack of communication, because like I say, the last meeting we had at City Council, things seemed to be smoothed over a little bit. So I'm surprised.
Okay, any questions from the audience? Okay, we got a question. Yes?
Okay, gentlemen, from the northwest corner of town just walked in the door. Apparently his phone's not working very well. So he has a question for you on this.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, my question is for Rick Good. Last year, the Iowa governor mandated the number of people that could be in one location. Shortly after, someone turned in for having too many people to the sheriff's office. You told me and others that the deputy played the recording back and that it was Mayor Herr's voice who turned you in. Later, we learned that this was a lie and that it was Clerk Davis who turned you in. My question is, how can we trust you as a council member to be truthful when you have a history of deceit and lies?
Okay, Mr. Good.
Well, I guess I really can't answer that. Jerry, it's kind of funny that you bring this up because it was the ex-mayor and it probably was Karen. But everybody sitting around here with me today went to bat for you to get your building bit, and you turned around and backstabbed every one of us. So how can we trust you?
And I have a second question.
Excuse me, I'll give the other candidates a chance to respond.
That was just for him.
Oh, just for him. Okay, just for Mr. Good. Did you have another question, sir?
I do, once you're done with the others.
No, that's fine. Since it was just directed at Mr. Good, we'll just be done with that.
My second question also to Mr. Good, and I need to give just a short history. October of last year, you asked to borrow $10,000 from me. After discussion with my wife, we decided not to. So on 11/17, you write a number on a small piece of paper. You give the paper to your employee, Mayor Reed, and instruct Mayor Reed to go across the street to City Hall and move $10,140 from the city.
But it's a fabrication, sir.
Pardon?
You are fabricating a lie.
I'd like to finish.
Please do.
And you instructed him to go across the street and move $10,140 from the Citibank account to your bank account. There was no invoice or receipts or anything, just your instruction to take the money from the city. City Clerk Davis and Mayor Reed issued a check to you without City Council approval, a violation of Iowa law. 5 weeks later, in December, this amount was included in the city ledger as expenses for council consideration and approved as rent, but there was no bill or no invoice in place. In January, I asked for the public records associated with this theft. A rent bill was created and backdated to appear that it had been in place all along. In February council meeting, Mayor Reed states that the money was for repairs, was not for rent, even though the check said rent. But there was and is no receipt for any repairs. Plus, council was told it was for rent in December. The backdated rent bill lists $65 per hour for 78 hours. This is fraud in that you only use the trucks for 5 days, Tuesday through Saturday, and not more than 7 to 8 hours per day. I was here, so I know this would be a maximum of 40 hours. My question is, do you plan to return this money to the taxpayers of Zering, or do we need to work with the county, state, and federal authorities to force you to return this money?
This is not appropriate.
Yeah. I guess, go ahead. Jerry, you got me here because there was never anything. The money I got would come directly from FEMA through Nicole Jeffries and the city clerk. Your problem is that you turned in a bunch of hours that you never worked for the city and was denied by the city council. And if you got any complaints, then you better talk to somebody else, and maybe Rick Reed and some of the other people need to join forces, and we'll see what you got to say. Any questions?
Okay, we're going to go ahead with another question here to try and get everybody involved in all the candidates involved in answering the question. Okay, is communication adequate among city officials and between the city and Zering residents? If not, what measures do you propose to improve communication? Is communication adequate among city officials and between the city and Zering residents? If not, what measures do you propose to improve communication? And let's start with Bambi.
Gee, thanks. I guess no, we've declared throughout the meeting that no, that communication is not adequate. And again, it just goes back to working as a team. We just need to communicate better, whether that be a Zoom call or an in-home, I mean, getting the media, the minutes out there. And I mean, I know that the city newsletter wasn't going out for a while because of COVID, and I understand that. So, but I believe that's back in place now. I don't know. So that's another communication route that we have. The Facebook page is always a good place for communication. So, I mean, there are avenues there. We just need to utilize them, I guess.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Good.
Well, I think the same thing, that we just need to work with Karen and try to get the letters out there, the city minutes out faster. As I know Mr. Peck's working on here, but he was after Karen and Karen and Karen and Karen and Karen not doing this. Well, you can only do so much. I'm sorry, that's the end of it.
Hey, Mr. Harris.
I agree with Bambi. The newsletter is huge, and I believe it's back up and running again. And communication is just the key to work as a team. Obviously, from what I'm hearing now, the people that could be around aren't communicating well with others. So maybe there needs to be a change. That's all I have.
Thank you. Jessica Parishow.
I agree with the newsletters going out. I mean, the communication and the teamwork needs to start within the city council and along with the city clerk and the superintendent. Everybody needs to get along. Main part of that is communication with us, working together, doing everything we can, respecting each other, letting each other talk. I mean, communication is key. Getting the city the newsletter out there would help get some of the community off of the council's back and help Karen also. And then I would say, yeah, mainly just working together on everything.
Hey, thank you. Sandy Parishow.
Well, I think between council members, it wouldn't hurt to have like a group text from time to time to let us know when things are going on or what decisions need to be made. Agree that the newsletter is big. That's important. The whole city seems to be on the newsletter thing. Facebook is great. Our city website is another great place to go. So, and I know Karen posts things at the bank and the post office and places like that. We're a small city, so we've got limited opportunities, but I think everybody's got a computer or a phone or something like that they can look up those minutes or something like that on Facebook or on the city newsletter.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Besides high-speed internet, what improvements to other infrastructure would you work on if elected? And let's start with Mr. Good.
Well, here in the city, we got to start looking at forward. We got problems with our sewers, our storm sewers. We got to be looking forward to that. The infrastructure, roads, we got to be looking at all of that. Water, because our water mains are too small for what we have grown into so far. But if we expand, then we got some serious problems. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Harris.
Well, I agree with Rick. Some of the roads, the roads need to be taken care of a little bit better. Maybe some getting to plan for something new. And the sewers. I mean, I've heard about the sewers. I mean, I've heard where there's spots where they're not connected and needs to be dug up and redone. So with that, that's all I have.
Hey, thank you. Jessica Parishow.
I agree. Like the roads, and the sidewalks. I mean, mostly the roads, but sidewalks also need to be upgraded too. I mean, we got to make sure the kids stay out of the streets. I haven't heard much about the storm sewers or the anything that needs to be upgraded there. So other than that, I mean, that's all I got, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Sandy Parisho?
We are working on storm sewers and we are our sewer system. They're mapping it out now. So we'll have a better look at where the problems are and where we can fix it. And then I think we need to start looking at some grants. We are a small city. We have limited funds. Start looking for some grants out there that we can help, that could help us with some of the infrastructure.
Hey, Bambi Circa.
I guess I would have to agree with all of the above. I know the sewers are an issue, and I know that. I guess I didn't realize that you guys are working on that, Sandy. That's amazing. And I agree with the grants. Karen does phenomenal at the grants. So I think that's a good avenue to go.
Okay. Any other questions from the audience? Okay, Mr. Schnormeyer.
My guest has a question.
Yes, there was some discussion on the city minutes, and I'd just like to remind the council members that Iowa law requires the any public meeting minutes to be published within 15 days. That's Iowa law. We've had a problem with that sometimes in the past. So my question to each council member, will you enforce that law and require the minutes of any public meeting to be published within 15 days?
Okay, thank you for the question, Mr. Harris.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's been brought up several times already this evening that the minutes and stuff need to be done better and faster. So, yes, I'm definitely not planning on breaking any laws. So I'm guessing that answers the question.
Okay, thank you. Jessica Parisho.
Yes, of course. I mean, it needs to be publicized within 15 days. And yes, I would agree. I will help to enforce. If the time is limited on the clerk that needs to get it out or somebody else that needs to get it out, I would be willing to help.
Okay, thank you. Sandy Parisho.
Oh, I agree. Needs to be out within 15 days. I agree. I think 15 days is plenty of time. That's 2 weeks.
Okay. Thank you. Bambi Circa.
I guess I would have to agree with Brett. We've covered this topic and we all just need to work together to help Karen when we can and get those minutes out. Just get them out in a timely fashion.
Okay. Mr. Good.
Oh, I agree. And we got, the city news, or not newsletter, the web page. There's no reason they shouldn't be out there, but we got to find somebody to help Karen, because when they were late, as Mr. Beck's asking, they didn't know what she was doing to get all the stuff for FEMA. And when they hired Nicole to come in there and help, I think it got better. But I agree with everybody. It needs to be out on time. Thank you.
And thank you, candidates. Any other questions from the audience? Okay, I think we'll go ahead with our closing remarks now. Candidates, if you would like to respond further to any question asked previously or make any other final remarks, you're going to each have 3 minutes to do so. So let's start with Jessica Parisho. You have 3 minutes for closing remarks. Go ahead.
One other thing that I wanted to add to the infrastructure question mm-hmm. was, I think we need to get the first responders out of the flood zone. I mean, they are a main part of, if they're a main part of our community, and I mean, if I live on the north side of town. And
we're trying.
They're down in a flood zone. And if they can't get to me because, you know, they're flooded, I'm going to be like dying and wishing they were there, you know. So that's one of those things that I think that we need to also work on. There's a lot of safety that is at risk there. Other than that, I think our main issues are just building our community back up and getting our communication built back up, making a good team and working together the best we can. Good communication is always a key factor in everything we do. So I guess that's all I got.
Thank you. Sandy Parisho, you have 3 minutes.
Well, thank you for even putting this together, the League of Women's Voters of Ames. I thank you for that, for the opportunity to participate. The question and answer forum, that was great. I hope the folks that are listening decide who their candidates will be. And if there's any questions that they have between now and the time that they vote, I hope that they're not afraid to come and ask questions to each and every one of us. I'm hopeful that the city council will get things back on track. We've had the derecho, we've had the COVID, we've, you know, gone through a lot like every other community, and hopefully we will get back on track. Thank you.
Thank you. Bambi Circa.
I'm just going to go back to what I've been saying the whole time, where it's community and family, and we're a great community. We just need to keep up the communication and working together. And I want to help do that. So, and I agree with Sandy, if there's any questions, I hope that people bring them up to us and that everybody is open and willing to answer those questions. Thank you.
Mr. Good.
Well, you know, in Zerion, Iowa, we got a beautiful community. All you got to do is look at our business district. As far as Jesse Parisho, love her to death, but the firemen and the first responders are trying to work together to build the fire department a little bigger to where we can house everybody together. And that's basically what we need. We don't need the firemen fighting with first responders, because hell, we might all need them someday. So we got a beautiful community. We just got to work together and support our local businesses. Thank you.
Mr. Harris.
Yes, and being last and final, I would have to agree with what everybody else is saying here. It just has to come together. I mean, I would like to have a great place to raise my daughter for the rest of my life. It is a great place right now, but it could be a little bit better. With that being said, I mean, I'm an outsider compared to everybody else here, so maybe a fresh set of eyes is something that this town needs. And I just have one other comment. I am my own person. I'm nobody's puppet. For those of you that have heard that out there, let that be known. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all your comments. And thank you all for a very informative evening. I think Zering is a very fortunate community to have so many people so passionate. Before we conclude, I want to remind you folks to vote on November 2nd. If you have already requested an absentee ballot, you have until November 1st to deliver that absentee ballot in person at the administration office, 900 6th Street, Nevada, between 8 and 5. To register to vote, please go to the Story County Auditor's Office to download a voter registration form, or you can register to vote on Election Day at the correct polling place for your address with proper ID. Also, check the website www.vote411.org for more information on the candidates and their responses to a series of questions. Thank you, candidates, for taking the time to share your views and for your commitment to serve the people of Zering. And thank you all here for actively participating in the legislative process. This concludes our candidate forum. Good luck to you all. and good night.
Thank you so much, Barb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.